Right, thank you. Welcome. As we all know, it's Mothering Sunday today. I'm told not Mother's Day. Mothering Sunday is the correct term. You can probably imagine that it's going to be very busy for the pub here. And they want every table cleared by 20 to 12. All right? So you won't be able to sit at a table from 20 to 12 onwards. Last night, my grandson, Liam, had booked a table for us at the Linney. And we went there for 6:30, just Eunice and I on our own. And it's a lovely place anyway. But the number of people that came in was tremendous. I would think there were more than 500 people there, but it was great. Anyway, over to Julie. Thank you, Julie dear.
You're welcome, Bruce. So, good morning to everyone. And so today we're celebrating God's love, our love for each other, and all the ladies in our fellowship. So we're going to start focusing on God's love for us in love divine or love's excelling.
Love divine or love's excelling, joy your heaven. To earth from down, it's in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, your unbounded love. Every trembling heart, we hope thy loving spirit into every troubled breast, let us all in thee inherit. Let us hold thy promise rest. May our Thank you.
Beautiful song. We're going to, it's also a day of Thanksgiving, of course, so we're going to sing, give thanks with a grateful heart.
With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ our love. The Lord my son, for say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for
As we come to prayer this morning, we need, don't we, to put our complete trust in our Lord. He is always faithful. We may not always get the answer to prayer that we would like, but you know, in the family prayer we pray, Thy will be done. So we're going to come to the Lord, and we're going to come in prayer, and we're going to come in believing prayer, knowing that the Lord knows what is best for us. But we also must probably realize that lots of things that are happening in the world at the moment are not in accordance with the Lord's will. And I can imagine that that makes him weep very much. Let us come to the Lord, and let us come in love and in sincerity. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we pray for the world that you created. We pray for all people in authority. Lord, they desperately need your wisdom. We pray, Lord, for situations that are not in accordance with your will. Things like war, things like terrorism, things like disunity. Oh, Lord, where these things happen, we pray earnestly that they might come to an end. Lord, we know how disappointed you must be by the behavior of some leaders and of some countries and of some individuals. Forgive them, Lord, and help us that we may be able to work with you for a better world. May peace reign, Lord, in your world. We pray for our own country. We pray for the royal family. We pray for all who serve in the House of Commons and in the House of Lords. They need your wisdom too, Lord. But Lord, we also pray for your church throughout the world. Lord, we thank you that in many places the church is on the increase. And we pray, Lord, that we might do all that we can to share your love with people who do not know you. People who have had the opportunity of knowing you, but have turned away. Lord, our desire is to live a life that is very clear in sharing with others your love, the gift of salvation, and all that comes from a new relationship with Jesus. Oh, Lord, may we make sure that Jesus is known throughout all the contacts that we have. May we be good evangelists. May we be good missionaries. Help us, Lord. Help us to live lives that other people can see Christ living in us. We pray for all people in need. We pray, Lord, that where there is unrest, where there are strikes, we pray, Lord, that answers may be found. We thank you, Lord, for anything that is happening currently to restore the situation for our National Health Service. And Lord, we pray that through sensible negotiations, all people who have genuine need will have those needs met in accordance, Lord, with your will. We pray for our own family and friends. We pray for people that we know who are in need at this time. And Lord, we want to remember Stuart and Jean. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for their faith. They've had a very difficult time, but Lord, they know that you are with them. And we thank you for their testimony, and we pray for their healing. We pray for Rita, who can't be with us today, but Lord, at least she is with her family. And we thank you for that and pray for the whole family. We also pray today for Rachel's daughter, Lisa, and Mark. Lord, our prayer must surely be for peace in that home. Lisa's mother is suffering from dementia, and that causes a variety of problems. And so, Lord, we pray that your peace may enter into that home today. For the whole weekend, Lord, oh Lord, we pray that you will be all that Lisa and Mark and their mother need at this time. May there be healing there, Lord, in relationships and in health. And Lord, we want to bring to you each other. Lord, we love you, but we thank you that you first loved us. Lord, we value your love. We value your guidance. And we pray, Lord, now that with bowed heads, we may claim afresh your love and your peace. And we might claim our own private prayers for our own families and friends. And yes, Lord, for ourselves. We pray for our friend Bruce, who's waiting for the result of a scan. We pray for Hannah, who has been suffering from this COVID all over again. Lord, there are so many people in our minds at this time. You know who they are. You know what is happening. Lord, will you be with us all? Will you comfort us? Will you strengthen us? Will you give us that peace that passes all understanding? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Ginny.
So we continue in prayerful song with Father, I place into your hands.
I place into your hands the things I have done. I place into your hands the times that I've been through. I place into your hands the ways I always can trust you. I place into your hands my friends and family. I place into your hands the things that trouble me. I place into your hands the words that I would be. I trust you. Oh, we love to seek your face, we love to hear your voice. Oh, we love to seek your face, and in your name we love. Oh, we love to walk with you, in your presence rest. Oh, we know, we always can trust you. Oh, I want to be with you and do the things you do. Oh, I want to speak the words that you are speaking to. Oh, I want to love the ones that you will call to you. For I know that I am one with you.
Now we come to our reading, and over to Sarah, please.
And this is taken from Acts 9, verses 36 to 42. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name was Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in the upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was there with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes and seeing Peter, she sat to them. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for believers, especially the widow, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord.
Thank you, Jim.
So, Bruce has chosen this hymn. Some of us may know it, and some of us are not so familiar, so we've been learning it this week. It's called When Mothers of Salem. So do join in. The message that we share with each other this morning is the good work of Dorcas, or as she was also known as Tabitha. Dorcas was a disciple in the early church. She lived in Joppa, a town on the Mediterranean Sea coast, where there was a large group of believers. One day, Dorcas sadly became ill and died. The women who had been attending her wrapped body and laid it upon a bed then sent for Peter, who was in nearby Lydia. When Peter arrived, he found these women, mostly widows, standing around Dorcas's body weeping. They had lost not only a good friend,
but a fellow worker as well. They showed Peter all the garments that Dorcas had made for other people, and also recounted the many good works that she had done, faithfully serving her Lord and serving his people. Peter finally had to send the whole group from the room in order to be himself with God. He knelt down and he prayed. Then he turned to her body and said, "Tabitha, arise." With these words, Dorcas opened her eyes, looked at Peter, and sat up. The rejoicing, as you can imagine, was great. Peter presented Dorcas to the mourners, and the news, that spread throughout Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord because of this miracle. Now, Dorcas was a very practical person. When people needed clothes, she made them. Perhaps the widows gathered about her during her last illness were probably people of a sewing circle that she, Dorcas, had formed to make clothes for orphans and poor people. Now, she was not in business to make a profit. She was in business to serve her Lord. By raising her to life again, God extended her ministry of good works. You know, my friends, the body, the church today needs people like Dorcas who are willing to use their creative talents, whatever they might be, for God. The poor still need clothing. We can make and share. Hospitals need volunteers of all kinds. What nursing homes wouldn't be thrilled to have someone to offer to read to their residents or to write letters for them or help them with simple crafts? Senior citizen groups always are on the lookout for drivers to take the elderly to the doctor, to the grocery store, and juvenile homes often need women to help the girls in homemaking skills, teaching them such as cooking and sewing. And church youth groups continually need adults to help them in their program in some way or other. And you know, as we get this porter cabin, time's coming nearer. As we get it, we are going to need volunteers as we seek to serve the wider area of the Willows. I remember someone who helped us in the Willows in the early days. And they said, "Bruce, the Willows is like a ghost town. People come and go. There's nothing going on. That's why we worship here. There was nowhere else for us to worship, not on the Willows." So we're going to need volunteers, aren't we? We are tempted in our Christian walk, I believe, to think of ourselves, to think of how we are getting fed, or thinking of way God is providing and blessing our own lives. And sometimes we forget that he also said that we should visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions. Let's be honest, folks. We have a practical responsibility to others who are less fortunate than ourselves. God needed Dorcas in her day, so much that he extended her life, brought her back to life. And God still needs our good works today. He needs people, my friends, like Dorcas today, and like many other people that we know who faithfully serve our Lord. Today, Mothering Sunday, we think of ladies. People may not be actual mothers, but people who act like mothers to a variety and large number of people. And we need more and more people like that, who will be a mother, a friend, a loved one, a help to people in need. So may God bless all that we do this day. And my friends, there is a gift for each lady that is here. You don't have to be a mother. You may be a grandmother. You may be a faithful servant of God. But as a lady, we want to recognize that God gives you, as he gives men, an opportunity to serve him. And we rejoice in that truth by making this small gift. I've got it here in a bag. And you know, folks, if you don't like it, you can only blame me because I chose it. But there we are. It will be on this table laid out. They're one item, but they are similar but different. So you can come and choose them when we have said the grace. So God bless you all. Amen. Thank you, Jill.
So we're going to sing our theme tune. It's become quite a favourite in the fellowship. Brother, sister, let me serve you. And we embrace mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, friends, family as we sing this one. And also we'll go straight into Bind Us Together, Lord. Bind us together with love.
Father, sister, let me serve you, let me be that twice in you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant. The pilgrims on a journey, and God values on the road. We are here to help each other, walk the mile. Hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, bring the peace to the heart. I will weep when you are with me, when you love our love with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we see this journey. When we sing to God in heaven, he shall find such harmony. For all we come together, all Christ's love and love. Father, sister, let me serve you. Let
Right, sorry about that.
It wasn't my fault.
May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She didn't choose her before we got.